Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. This morning, you want to be a California weatherman sometimes. You just want to say, it's the same as yesterday. It's perfect surfing weather. Yeah. Or maybe the people of the islands, like the Bahamians and all, they're just so relaxed and so calm and so easygoing. You know, not obviously not all of them, but just they got this easygoing. When it's like, it's still beautiful, the wind's blowing or whatever.
Paradise living.
It's just not like that when you turn your back on God, when you just... It seems that way. It seems like that if it was nice yesterday and it's nice today, it means it's going to be nice tomorrow. But the suddenlies begin to happen, and the Lord laid on my heart that you need to go to the VFN Torch and click on prophetic words, and we need to get Johnny Foote in here to be able to talk to everybody and just to share what's on his heart. But I'm really believing, and it's just this, just so selfish as a people. We're just so, it's all about us as a people. And this word the Lord gave me this morning, abiding time, we look across this whole land, and it's like, we might not get over this until there's some great oppression for a while. And we're looking at what's happening with our leadership, and it's like Josiah's lineage after Josiah is gone. And if you hadn't watched Josiah, go to VFN TV and watch Josiah. But we are being handed over so rapidly and so fast. We're being so infiltrated. And things that I heard, Johnny Foote say some time back, you want to just say, that was like history. That's like black and white movies and newsreels.
Uh-huh.
But, they're seeing right now in Colorado, Russian, big, bulky Secret Service type Russian men shooting in the ranges who speak fluent Russian in Colorado. Mm. And so this one man who is former law enforcement goes and talks to who was shooting on the range, and he noticed that the guy had a Russian gun, and so he looks at it, he says, oh, where did you get this from? He looked in the sights of the gun, and it had the Russian star on the sights of it. And then the guy responds to him back in Russian, speaks Russian to him. And the other guy just jumps all over him, and he's saying, English, talk English. And so they come back out. Part of Johnny's Foote's word was about the center of the United States and what's going to happen in the center. And a lot of things you might not know about the center of the United States, but a lot of our stuff is there. Our weapons are there, and our things that our national security stuff is there.
Right.
And you can say what you want to. This is not a political situation. This is a church situation. And the answer is God's people saying we're wrong and we're sorry. And then accompanying that with living a right life by God's grace and mercy. And I know it can happen. And I hear prophetic words that are north. I hear prophetic words that are south. And I hear prophetic words that are east. And I hear prophetic words that are west. But God is yes. Mm-hmm. God is not, he's not confused. So it's going to be one or the other, but it's not going to be yes and no at the same time. It's not going to be if one person's saying, this is the best time that America has ever seen.
Right.
And then somebody else is saying that, it's going to be major because the sin is rampant, and we just bought into this and bought into that, and we got to repent. If we don't, then this stuff's going to happen. I mean, one of those guys are liars. One of them are lying. And prophecy, the biggest thing about Revelation chapter 2, when God's dealing with his church, not the world, he's talking about prophets. He's talking about, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. And so one thing about a lying spirit and all that kind of stuff is that a religious spirit is that it's going to always say it wants to prophesy. It wants to be known as a prophet. It wants to talk as a prophet. It was like,
right.
But just because you want to be known as a prophet and just because you want to prophesy. And by the way, just because you prophesy, Matthew chapter 7, it doesn't mean you know God.
Right.
And so he says in Isaiah This is important because, you know, Ahab loved looking for people who would give him a word that made him feel good. And because of our culture, and we're into this feeling, I'm getting right into it this morning because I just couldn't. I just really believe this is from the Lord for us. This is a conversation that we're having. We can't get over ourselves. We just can't get over ourselves. It is not about us. And how come we keep coming into the equation? Why do we keep bringing ourselves up? We're only 5.2% of the world's population, approximately. You know, we have most of the wealth. We suck most of the resources. We're drunk on the oil of the world. We're the ones sucking up all the oil. Only 3% of the church itself even honors God as God by giving him their, which means 97% are robbing God of his tithes and offerings. Mm-hmm. Only 18%, according to George Bono as well, are reading their Bible, which is the word of God. Thy word hath I hid in my heart, that I would not sin against you. Well, if I'm not reading my Bible, it's a guaranteed I'm in sin. I'm just in sin. If I'm not reading the word, because he says, thy word hath I hid in my heart, that I would not sin against you. Well, one way that the enemy deceives us is to make us feel better about our sin. Or to imagine this, the way that the enemy can make us feel better about speeding in our cars is take away all the speed limit signs.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But the problem is, he's not going to take away the police.
That's
so
right.
You're just going to get pulled over, and you're going to get a ticket, and you're not going to know why you're getting a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the enemy says, hey, if you don't read the word of God, if you don't read the laws of God, if you don't read the commands of God, therefore you're not breaking any.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to get pulled over by the justice of God and suffer major consequences. And it's just really tough. I mean, it's just a really tough, tough thing. And, you know, preaching the gospel and the Great Commission and being a disciple is not a good idea. It's just not, hey, it is a command from the creator of the universe and an expectation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we can go astray. He said it would be better for you to never known the truth, America, than to known it and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a dog returning to his vomit. And a doctrine has been preached that there's no probability of losing your salvation. If you think about this, if it's your mouth and your heart that gets you in, right? You confess mm-hmm. with your mouth mm-hmm. and believe in your heart, then you enter in and God receives you. But if your mouth and your heart can get you in, you really don't think your mouth and your heart can get you out?
Hello.
Is that like a one-way valve? Is that like some little backflow valve that goes on for salvation? We call it backflow gospel. Mm. That, you know, once you flow one way, it'll never flow the other way. Which is probably the worst lie of all, because that means now you're going to bust hell wide open with a dusty Bible that you never read deep in speeding sin because you never even looked at the speed limit, and angry with everybody instead of taking ownership for yourself because there's no witnesses or suspects. You're not going to be able to have somebody who preached to you a doctrine that said, hey, you know, just once the water flows one way, it'll never flow back, because this is a backflow gospel. There's no backflow here. I mean, once you go one way, you know, with God, you can never go back. And you got to be a liar to say that. But you got to be a liar to say that because God's word says it. Jesus says it. The church that God writes to in prophetically in Revelation, he's writing to the church. And he says, unless you return, unless you repent, unless you turn to your first love, if you don't leave Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, who's leading my people astray, you're going to end up in the same bed of suffering. And this is not being said. But that the best lie you can tell somebody is they're right when they're wrong. And that's the best lie you can tell, because then they're not going to do anything to even pursue the probability that they're right. They're wrong. It's like if I just even thought possibly that I need to check myself to see if I'm in the faith, then I would be reading my Bible. I would be reading my Bible. And some of the words that came to me this morning, and I'm verifying its source first, but it's just so bears witness of my spirit. I'm going to be sharing with you this week. But listen, if somebody's been more worried about your money than your soul, but you've been paying them off so they won't mention your soul, both of you guys are guilty parties.
That's right.
I mean, you can't call that man or woman as a witness before the throne of God, and they can't call you as a witness before the throne of God or suspect. I mean, you got to stand alone. You got to say, well, really, you know, I knew that if I kept on doing this, then he wouldn't challenge my sin. And the other one says, I knew if I quit mentioning sin, then he would continue to give me what I wanted. So both of them are getting what they want in that relationship, except God. And I'm just concerned. I'm deeply concerned. You know, Israel just fired the first shot in protecting their borders and thwarting a terrorist attack on Israel. And the church sleeps. I mean, it just sleeps, the church. And you're talking about, we're not talking about buildings here. Look at the people that come out of the building. Look at the people that are meeting in the coffee shops, the ones that are believers. That they're just sleeping. I mean, it just feels like a vacuum to me. A vacuum is like if you take the air and you suck it out of a container, it's like sound doesn't move. It's a vacuum. Mm-hmm. And it's like we're in a vacuum. And the church is saying nothing. And the question is, will I lose my tax exempt status if I actually say something that we're in sin and that we're about to lose our country? Well, will I lose my, which means this, will I lose the money that I want so desperately that I think I have to be able to tell the truth? I mean, is that really going to measure up? It's so ridiculous. Can you imagine? But the church in China is 100 million believers. 100 million believers. And they are not, they do not have a tax exempt status.
Right.
They try to get lost in the woodwork. They just kind of there, but not there, but right. Faithfully there. And it's like, oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and I'm praying yesterday, and I'm just saying, God, look. And God is powerful. God can turn this around. He can shake this thing. And it's like he is God. And he has the ability to respond. But the question is, will he even find anybody that will stand up and say, I will stand in the gap. This is wrong. And God, you are God. And these things can turn. Are we just going to sit back silently and just say, yeah, I knew it was happening? It's like, you just need to be, if you're going to talk about you knew something after it happened, you know, we don't even want to know you. You're just a prideful person with fear, and you didn't want to tell anybody what you knew, and now you're going to show up because you want to be recognized that you knew it. But let me tell you something. God just let you in on what he was telling a lot of his people, and you were just too afraid to tell anybody. At least, you know, you think about it, at least be seen in the histories of eternity that you fought for God, that you fought for what was right, even if we were going to lose this country. Which I'm trying to delve into reasons why we should, God should give us, but it boils down, I think, that because he's good, and sometimes he just reboots. If you understand, sometimes God says, listen, okay, at this point, I'm just not going to remember your sin anymore. I'm just going to let it go. And sometimes you got to do that in relationships. You got to go, absolutely. You're never going to make this right.
Right.
You know, let's just move on and hope it works out. And God does that. And my prayer is like, you know, Lord, you can. You are God, and you can move. You can do this.
And this is the time. I mean, God can do anything. And if we reboot, you know, we could start again. The whole idea is that it starts with us. It starts when my people. But we're living in really serious times, and we got to hear prophetically what God is saying to his church. But in order to hear what he's saying, we definitely have to be awake. And it's like, if there's ever a time to be awake, if there's ever a time to be listening and be close to the Lord, now is the time, because God's speaking.
You know, and he says in Isaiah 43, he says, you know, you go out there and you plant basically a seedling in a tree, you grow it, you know, you cut it up, you cut half of it up and you burn it for fire to cook your food on it. And another piece, you build a house with it basically or something. But the other piece, you carve an image out of it to make it look like a person and pretty it up a little bit. And then you treat it like a god. And then you bow down to it. And he says, you know, he's talking in Isaiah, and he goes about how stupid this is. It's just so stupid. And he says, you know, and you don't even, he says, it's such stupidity and ignorance. This is what he says in his word. He says, and you don't even know to ask yourself the question, is this really a God? Can this house, this job, this car that I'm living for, this stuff and things, is it really God? Do I really believe that I'm not bowing down to them when I say no to God because I want this or want that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it will cost me something? Mm-hmm. Am I really saying that I'm convincing myself that I'm not making myself a God when I refuse to die to myself?
Mm-hmm.
And we think that God's going to accept our explanation. Well, this is why I worship me mm-hmm. over you, God.
Right.
And it's like, oh, okay. I totally get it. Mm-hmm. I totally get it. Idolatry? Oh, come on in. Welcome. Welcome.
Right.
Welcome.
Right.
Move over here to the lake of fire where all the idolaters are, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. We'll get with you in a minute.
We'll get with you in a minute and have a seat in the heat. Right?
That's right.
And we've gone so far that we think idolatry gives us access to God, that it's not, it's a wink. God winks at sin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, my heart breaks, but my cry to God is like, God, you know, do something.
Yeah.
You know, break through. And you see all these, you know, things people are saying, hey, we're going to pray for 40 days. We're going to pray for 40 days. Election's going to come. We're going to pray for 40 days. And I thank God for the 40 days of prayer. But where were we the other 365 days? Are we going to just wait and ask God every single time for a get out of hell free card and get out of judgment free card? Are we going to begin to live for God? Listen, we are the richest nation in the history of the world. Mm-hmm. And we cry out for more. We have, you know, you can have children, for example, that just refuse to grow up, and they keep on expecting their parents to provide for them. And so, you know, a parent would do an injustice to keep on providing, mm-hmm. you know, because they're never going to mature into being a man or a woman. They're going to be this child. Mm-hmm. And so you're actually repressing them from maturing as an adult.
Exactly.
And so, but you look at America, and America's like a whole bunch of children that never grew up.
Yeah.
And they're demanding from people and government and everybody to give them something. And it's like, did it ever cross your mind to just do something? Like work mm-hmm. is so easy today in America that you can sit there and move your finger and cluck a few times with a headset on, and you could run reservations or for an airline, or you can, you know, work with a credit card company. You can do AAA, you know, help calls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't even take any energy to do the jobs that we have, because in the history, you had to go, not only did you do jobs like that, you know, that kind of jobs, but, you know, you went out and worked, but you had to go home and grow the back 40 so you could eat.
Yeah,
you know, part of your daily life was, you know, you had to go pull the eggs from the chickens so that you could have eggs. But you know what? You had eggs.
Right.
But my concern is this generation, we don't know anything about farming. We don't know anything. I encourage you, by the way, get some books on farming and just put them aside, because I really believe you're going to have a lot of time to read them. A lot of time to read them. And if you haven't yet, you need to go to VFN TV and you need to watch Prudent Preparation. But, you know, is it really wrong for us to return to the labors it takes to produce food? Is that really that bad, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is not good where we're at. But listen, with God in Psalms 91, we're walking with God. God says he'll protect you. He'll keep you. But see, this is how he does it. He speaks to you. He tells you what you need to know. Hear what my spirit is saying to the churches. So if you're not going to abide with God, you're going to ignorantly walk into danger and trouble. It's not that he's not protecting you. It's that you're not listening to the protector, you know.
That's right.
And so when we talk about abiding, you know, It's for your own. It's a the best survival plan you can have is to listen to the creator of the universe. If you couldn't do anything else, learn now how to hear the voice of God. Learn now how to abide with him. And you need to mature in it the way you learn, like a child matures in hearing their parents' voice and how to respond to it. And you have to mature. You need to start now because God's been speaking volumes over your life, but you haven't been speaking his, maybe hearing his language. And
that's right.
And a picture's worth a thousand words. And God will pour out, he's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh, and you're going to be prophecies and dreams. And he really does speak. God does speak. And I believe the voice of the Lord is available on VFN TV. And you can just hear some of our experiences, how, you know, we've heard God, and God can do anything he wants to, ever how he wants to do it. But when you start hearing, oh my goodness, that means the Lord spoke to me. But right now, he is speaking volumes about the world. You know, men still want to rule the world. You need to go listen to that in your highlights or on VFN Torch. They really do. They still want to rule the world. And the ones that are ruled are the ones who are not ruled by God. Mm-hmm. And the ones who just naively go, nah, that couldn't be.
Right.
So, I mean, a big survival plan. We'll talk more about it. But just be ready. Why is it, you know, if a hurricane's coming, you know, the difference between an earthquake and a hurricane, for example. And by the way, if you need a plan, we've got a simple plan for you for abiding. Go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and begin. Request your simple plan today. But if a hurricane's coming, listen, you want somebody to warn you. You want, okay, it's you know, it's in the Gulf. You know, we're expecting it to hit on Tuesday. Today is Sunday.
Be prepared, get your supplies, do the things you need to do, because it's coming.
Yeah, it's just like, and can you imagine, look at that stupid, I can't believe they're telling us a hurricane's coming. That is, oh my goodness, they're wasting emergency broadcast services. You know, I can't believe that they're sending me these messages. Aren't they, I can't, y'all just shut up and quit telling us a hurricane's coming. You don't do that.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Foolish ones. I remember when a hurricane came, and you hear this great destruction being broadcast, and they're sharing, and they're doing their part to letting people know. There was always a group of people that were wise and prepared and got the things that they needed to get. And then there was a group that wanted a party on the very beach, on the shores that this storm was coming. And it's like, are you kidding me? It's this hurricane party, and I remember one year people got swept away. I don't know if they found them. One person got killed, and it's like, really? And it's like there's a warning being declared. God is speaking. It's not time to sleep or time to not be awake. It's a time to pay attention. But those that paid attention, those that were wise, those that prepared, they were okay, you know. But I remember afterwards going into the grocery stores and just to see what people were doing. And, I mean, bare, nothing.
Instantly, they're empty.
And they were trying to look for stuff. And I just felt so bad, you know. Yeah. I was prepared, just getting a feel of what was happening. I was walking around and kind of seeing, and thinking, wow, this is bad. For nothing like needing something and being prepared, and you didn't listen, and now there's nothing there to get prepared, and it's coming. You don't want to be that person.
You're so used to going to the gas station, there would be gas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, but when you sit there and you're getting gas, and we're about to take a break and we'll be right back, but and you got, you know, 400 cars behind you. And, you know, are you just going to fill your tank up? Or are you going to fill an extra 5-gallon can up? Because when you do that, you have 400 people behind you, knowing that tank will run out at any moment, and a truck is not coming, and you're caught in dilemmas and questions that you would never had to ask yourself when resources get limited.
Right.
And the strategy of the adversary who's doing these things to our country right now is to get us to a place like that where everybody kind of turns in and begins to just wander and roam and fight over resources. And people will fight. There's one loaf of bread and you got two mothers right there and they know that they didn't go shopping, and, you know, they will fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, instead of taking half a loaf of bread and spitting it, you start panicking. Well, how long is this? Is it going to last a week, a day, a month, a year?
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody just starts gathering as much as they can. And since it's just-in-time inventory systems, that those that learn that in college and all, is that They only produce what you request for your shelves. They don't create the product, which means it's not a big, huge warehouse full of stuff you see on your shelves and your Walmart or your Target. It's waiting for somebody to request production, and which means when the shelves are emptied across the land, now they're going to have to produce the product. So if that, just that time alone, you're looking at a delay, but then add that with gas shortages and everything else, the trucks can't get to you, and the petroleum products that you make stuff, everything's got plastic and petroleum in it. And
right.
And, you know, power, I really sense even in my spirit that, you know, there's things that could happen. There's things that our enemy would love to happen to us. And one of them would be rationing of everything. And I just sense it that they would love to say, okay, we're going to start rationing electricity, you know, and that's common in other countries. And, you know, Americans rationing anything would be interesting. But, you know, imagine, you know, that you only have a limited amount of time to be able to chill your food and do that type of thing, and it comes back down again. And digitally, you can do that now. You can say,
put a timer on that thing.
They put a timer on that thing. I want to encourage you. Listen, God's telling us the hurricane's coming, basically. Not a hurricane, but just this storm. We talked about the prophetic storm. So we can prepare. Just prepare. It's amazing that when you're prepared, you can just wait for the wind to blow over. You can wait for the storm to... And when people are running the streets, you're just kind of relaxing and just going, you're still abiding and hanging out with God and just waiting for things to blow over or things to kick back in again, that type of thing. And you're calm. But let me tell you something, to know and not prepare, there's not a worse feeling. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.